Welcome to the William Ricketts Sanctuary, a place of peace and beauty, where 92 sculptures of people and animals merge with their magnificent natural surroundings. This 30-minute audio tour will take you on a 500-meter journey through the sanctuary, bringing to life the work and passion of William Ricketts. Press the pause button as often as you like, or skip forward or backwards using the simple controls. Be sure to enjoy the sanctuary at your own pace, ever looking, never touching, preserving it as a place of serene beauty for all to enjoy all year round. We encourage you to take your time, open your mind, and make your own interpretations of the works in this sanctuary. When you're ready, make your way just outside the doors and let's begin. The William Ricketts Sanctuary is the life's work of William Ricketts, or Bill as he preferred to be known. A non-Aboriginal Melburnian born in Richmond, Bill lived and worked here in this forest sanctuary for over 60 years until his death in 1993, aged 94. He dedicated his life, this sanctuary and his work to his passionate belief that all life is one. The large rocks ahead of you form the true entry to the William Ricketts Sanctuary, or as Bill would have seen it renamed, the Forest of Love. The figures you see here resemble Pitjantjatjara clansmen emerging as a flowing of spiritual life from the earth, permitting you to enter this sacred place. Bill travelled to Central Australia in 1954 and 1959 to live amongst the Aboriginal people, whose way of life inspired much of the work at this sanctuary. The faces you'll see here are all real people who allowed Bill to model their likenesses in clay. It's a remarkable example of the hard-won trust they placed in him and the affinity he felt for his subjects. When you're ready, stroll along the path to the inscription plaque ahead. It's worth considering that for most of Bill's life, it wasn't fashionable to support environmental and Aboriginal issues. Aboriginal people had no voice, no land rights, no religious rights, and very few civil rights. Because of this, Bill felt called to the defence of this ancient continent and its Aboriginal people. Bill wrote, "My creator worked through the Australian Aborigine to get hold of me. As I try to understand the deepest meaning of life, I have become inspired." The inscription before you reads, "In all this sanctuary, there is one theme only, expressing reverence for life in the new world environment." As you move through the sanctuary, you'll find a number of intricate inscriptions handmade by Bill. Many of these express his profound spirituality and shed light on his belief that all living things are interconnected, entwined. Next, make your way towards the sculptures in the middle of the path ahead. Please, take your time to enjoy your stroll in the forest. Cast your eyes over the intricate beauty of Bill's beloved tree ferns and the tallest flowering hardwood in the world, the Eucalyptus regnan or mountain ash. Look closely to see some of Bill's smaller works hidden amongst the lush foliage and in the nooks and crevices of rocks. You'll find at the base of many works a series of concentric circles. These circles represent the beginning of creation and the infinite cycle of life, and are specific to the Central Australian dream time. The water emanating from the centre is a representation of life everlasting. Bill explains.
The symbolism that I use in all these works centres around mostly the concentric circle. But that concentric circle, with the hands emanating from it, means the place where all my earthly life began. And we are indivisibly linked with all that life, and we cannot be separate.
Continue now along the path to discover the boy kissing the tree. Bill wrote, "The spiritual and material meaning of this beautiful forest scene cannot be revealed by words alone. It has to be felt within your innermost divine center. On your right, you'll find the face of a boy peering from a rock near the base of a large mountain ash. Over the years, as the tree grows, the boy comes ever closer to it, and it was Bill's hope that one day the boy will kiss the tree." Continue along the path a little way to the sculpture of three children. In many of his works, Bill has succeeded in illuminating the beautiful unity of all mankind during the first years of childhood. Here, the little possum you see is the children's totemic animal. It represents the children's spirit selves and is an integral part of their spiritual lives as Aboriginal people. Just beyond this sculpture, you'll find some slate paths set lower than the main track, one of which leads to a work that's half man, half kangaroo. This work shows Bill's spiritual self linked with the totemic ancestors represented by the kangaroo. Bill explains this spiritual self found throughout the sanctuary.
"The white man I have portrayed is meant to show other people that I have identified myself with the true indigenous Aboriginal people of Australia. That is to say, my spiritual awareness is at one with those people."
Press pause here to explore, or make your way to the house, standing just outside the double doors on the left. In the 1920s, Bill lived in and around Melbourne, working as a professional violinist in cinema orchestras and as an apprentice jeweller. Bill settled in the Dandenongs in 1934. It's said that he watched over the house builders from afar, to make sure that not a single plant or animal was disrupted during his new home's construction. Bill lived here with his mother until her death in 1951, aged 84. She would often say that Bill would forget to feed himself if she wasn't there. Such was his passion for his work. And in her honour, sculptures featuring Bill's mother are found in two places in the sanctuary. After her passing, Bill continued to live alone in this residence for another 11 years. Inside, there are videos playing that give you further insights into Bill's life and work. If you'd like to watch them, simply press pause and enter the house.